It was electrifying. The atmosphere was electrifying on that Friday afternoon. You know, it's an experience. I don't think I'll like the experience again. And I've got to say this, and I felt sorry for them five boys inside. But then 5 nights I spent outside.
Outside Pendleville?
Outside Pendleville, because we'd done the night shifts there.
Yeah.
It was electrifying again. Like, you was, you know, it's so hard to explain, Fred. You know, you think I was making such a nice thing. It wasn't nice, it was very bad what had gone on. But people that came along and drew up in cars and taxis from all walks of life. From all walks, and I mean this, Fred, from all walks of life. Invariably, as people came up there, you know, wasn't from working class, I'd been families.
Well, these were sympathisers, you mean?
It was sympathisers with the Pentonville Five. It was surprising, as I said, it was electrifying. People that came along in their cars and giving away to, you know, sandwiches for the men that was on the picket line. People at firms that had turned up with, you know, sort of refreshments, beer and etc. Vans would turn up in the night. Any time of the night, a small van, some young couple, on two or three occasions, only a very nice young couple, in fact I don't remember their names, would turn up and they would have an urn on there filled up with soup. It was an experience I don't think I'll ever experience again in my life, Fred. Although, you know, it was bad what was done to the, you know, disgusting to what was done to the Pentonville Five.